who is able to keep us, able to keep us from falling.
It's Tuesday, September 13th, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. There is sweet, ripe fruit that comes from leaning on the everlasting arms. Now, we talked yesterday about how this hymn was birthed out of suffering. A teacher learned about two former students who both lost their wives. They were sad and they were suffering. So their teacher wanted to offer them encouragement. He got with a pastor friend, and the two of them wrote the wonderful, great old hymn, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. Now, that's the context of how this hymn was shaped. Now, look at the first stanza. It says, "What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms." Right, did you pick that up? You see what's happening here? These men were suffering because their wives had died. And so in response, in desiring to console them out of the gate, you have these four things in the face of suffering: fellowship, joy, blessing, and peace. Like, what is that, right? What is that? In the face of suffering, you have fellowship and joy and blessing and peace. It's almost as if they were saying, look, I know you're suffering now. But one of the greatest things you can do in this moment is exult in the truth that those in Christ can say, God is never letting me go. He's never letting me go. I will never be outside the hug of God. He's got his everlasting arms wrapped around me, and that is final. So I'm going to run to him. Isn't it true that often it is during times of suffering that God gets the most mileage in our lives? This is what C.S. Lewis means when he said, God whispers to us in our pleasures, he speaks to us in our conscience, but shouts in our pains. It is his megaphone to rouse a deaf world. But one may ask, well, sure, God may get our attention with pain, and we may even run to him in our pain, but can we really taste fellowship, joy, blessing, and peace in the middle of pain and suffering? I mean, really, really think about that. Can we really taste those good things in the middle of such bad things? Well, sure we can. And here's some biblical examples. The book of Philippians, like the whole book, the theme of this book is joy. And think about who wrote it and where he was. It was the Apostle Paul, and he was writing to the church of Philippi, and he was in the middle of suffering because he was in prison. He was in a Roman prison. And he says that part of knowing Christ is to fellowship in his sufferings. And in the last chapter, he speaks about a peace of God that surpasses all understanding. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16 says, be joyful always. Now, that's not only when things are good, but it's always. Psalm 126, verse 5 through 6 says, those who sow in tears shall reap with shouts of joy. He who goes out weeping, bearing the seed for sowing, shall come home with shouts of joy. And then Hebrews 12 says, for the joy set before him, Christ endured the cross. This was not painless. The crucifixion was anything but painless, but in the end, it brought about great joy. So in other words, there is a joy and blessing that goes beyond circumstances. It's deep-rooted in knowing Christ. And when we walk through suffering, Christians run to God and come to know Christ more. Therefore, we can taste fellowship. We can taste joy, we can taste blessing, and we can taste peace in the middle of suffering, because when we run to God and lean on the everlasting arms, we are in his presence. And that's where true joy and blessing is found. Christians endure pain and persevere through it because God is with us, and he's got us in his arms, and he's got us in his hand. Isaiah 41:10 says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." So, dear Christian, you lean on the everlasting arms. You run to God in your pain and find refuge and strength and help. And believe it or not, you'll find something else. Even in your pain, you'll find fellowship, joy, blessing, and peace, just as the hymn describes. I'll leave you with a great doxology from Jude 24 through 25. "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, authority, before all time, and now, and forever. Amen." I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again tomorrow on the First Baptist Day.
Be all glory and honor, majesty.